Thank you, everyone. Thank you, President. Thank you, Director General. To be honest, I know the horrible disease from this press conference. I think many Chinese people, they didn't know this disease. So I think if we send reports to China, they will care, they will be very concerned about that. May I ask for which channels for them? What should I do? Like volunteers, entrepreneurs? How much should we donate and how the other measures we can do, especially for young people, because we represent Propeller TV. Many young people, they will look watch our TV. We want them concerned about the global health, and they can take you as a good example to do to contribute for the society.
Thank
so thank you.
President Carter has asked me to respond to this question with great pleasure. I'm very pleased to hear this from you. You are very young, and you propose. I take it you put on the table a proposal that we should, you know, rally support from young people in China because they don't know about this disease. It is a fact, and we have said so. This is a disease that is invisible to many countries. And we will certainly consider mechanisms to raise political support, resources, and technical support from China and beyond. Thank you for that. I'll follow this up.
Sarah Bosley from The Guardian newspaper. Two things, actually, sorry. One is, do you have any sense of who is going to come forward to fill the funding gap now, to match, one hopes, what DFID is putting in? And the second one is that have you been able in any way to piggyback on the back of the guinea worm eradication program? Actually, because you are accessing remote villages where a very great deal needs to be done is not happening. As you say, the poorest people on the planet. So one assumes that you could also get malaria treatments in there or you could do other things. So has any of that happened too?
I can answer the second part. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. That brings to the important point about integration. You use the term piggyback, and this is exactly what the World Health Organization is doing. We make use of other assets, like the surveillance team for polio disease surveillance, to identify cases. And that also goes back to the earlier comment about the power of information and the power of media and community sharing of knowledge. Intelligence, we need intelligence. To me, surveillance is to pick up early case, early warning, so that we can go in and control. And the integrated approach to disease surveillance management is precisely one success factor that we are seeing, particularly in Ghana. Thank you.
Perhaps I can help answer Sarah's question in a couple of ways. The first is, of course, discussions are taking place. We haven't reached today without having a series of discussions, and I very much hope that will produce a response to the challenge that has been put out, and we'll be able to fill this funding gap. But I think in terms of any identities, I think that would be premature. So I'm sorry to disappoint you and your potential story there, Sarah, on that one. But as far as the integration is concerned, I think this is absolutely crucial because it links to what David Molyneux was saying a moment ago. In everything that we're doing at DFID is looking to get the maximum impact to cover the most vulnerable people, not least in conflict and immediate post-conflict areas where the greatest need is, and to get the value for money is demonstrated by ensuring that we do get integration. Of course, you have to make a very good technical appraisal about what is at times the lead and the lag, or in common parlance, the cart and the horse. But for instance, in dealing with malaria, by getting nets out, you're also, of course, going to have a major effect on things like tsetse fly and other things. But I think the base for water and sanitation, what is under the term WASH, which includes the hygiene side, which, of course, has such a significant effect when it comes to other diseases, is absolutely vital. And this links very seriously with the whole prediction of how development is going to sit in context across the globe. When you look at the Foresight Report, which both my department co-commissioned with DEFRA, in looking at how do we predict the population of the planet going forward, how are we going to feed it, and it all boils down, if I can dare use the pun, to really understanding the use, distribution, and access to water, both for drinking and for irrigation, and therefore for the deployment of water across the planet. So in strengthening health systems, so much of what is done is going to leave a legacy of a strengthened health system. And yes, the piggybacking is now very much part of how you design in good development approaches to making sure that health results are achieved with the greatest impact and the greatest value for money. And that's why the Guinea worm has been such a very good precedent, not led by Mr. President, to ensure that we learn these lessons and we don't have to relearn them, that we apply these lessons in so many of the diseases which we're now looking at to expand into the broader context of these NTDs, many of which have been held behind the great challenge of AIDS, TB and malaria, where the Global Fund has been so much in the lead. Because if they're not immediately apparent killer diseases, it's been much more difficult to get attention for them, and yet they can have just as devastating an impact upon the way people are able to live and to have aspirations. And that's why South Sudan is such a good country to focus on, because now we have a new opportunity to really make all this learning well applied and to achieve these results very quickly.